Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd. It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night, and welcome to the show.
When did you add that, the end, welcome to the show? What we never talked about it.
Well, we don't do fourth meal anymore, so maybe it just took the place of fourth meal.
Oh, it could be that.
Time-wise, it's the same, but it's a different...
I think
something different.
If I had my guess, it would be you don't want us to have equal words in the intro. You want to have the extra... You come with the word. You know what I mean? You want to have the extra word.
No, I think it's actually you always have too many words. So I'm just trying to catch up. I just put more. But I'm not saying that in a bad way. You're more of a talkity-talk person.
I do. I use a lot of words on this podcast.
Sometimes I get caught up on this show where you're asking questions and I'm almost a fan. Like, that's a really good question he just asked this guest of ours.
Wow.
And then I go, no, be in it. You're in this.
This is your...
Jump in.
Saif, if you can't tell, this is the childhood bedroom.
What's up with the rainbow?
You know those shelves. That's just some old art my mom had since I was 3 years old. I don't know why I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Let's reach back and grab a random four record pack. See what we get. Here we go. Ready?
Okay. There's Ray. You literally just
grabbed.
Reached over and... Are those records in alphabetical order at all? Okay.
Emphasis on at all, but yes.
At all. Ooh, nice and smooth, How to Flow.
You know it's got that piano mix on the back. Love that piano.
Yeah, love the piano mix.
Boom. All right, nice and smooth.
Nice and smooth.
What's this?
What is this? I'm going to assume another nice and smooth
You're
record.
Very smart, and you know which one this is.
Hip Hop Junkies?
Just the one, baby. That Hip Hop Junkies.
Does that have the lunchroom table mix?
It has Hip Hop Junkies LP version, Hip Hop Junkies Spanish Fly version.
Love it.
Hip Hop Junkies Bedford Park mix.
Mm-hmm.
It has Hip Hop Junkies remix instrumental, Hip Hop Junkies a cappella, and the Lunchroom Table mix.
That's my jam. The Lunchroom Table mix.
Now, what do you
think? Those drums is hard.
What do you think's coming? What do you think's coming next?
Nice and smooth. Sometimes I rhyme slow.
No. Cake and Eat It Too.
Oh, I just told somebody that the other day. This chick tried to play me. Oh, you want your cake and eat it too. That's what fucking cake is for.
Ooh. This is how we take the old to the new. The new to the old. The old to the new.
I don't know. What's that one?
That was the single off the next album.
I don't know that one.
You'd know it. You'd know it. Anyways, how's everyone doing today? It's the holiday season. Cypher Sounds world tour continues. Today he's in Belgium. Right. How was Disney?
I'm actually in Rio right now.
You're in Rio?
Yeah.
The Rio?
The Rio Hotel in Las Vegas, California. I mean, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm at the Rio. I'm doing the Comedy Cellar all week.
So how was Disney?
Oh, we haven't spoke since Disney?
I don't think you told us about Disney at all.
Oh, Disney was fire.
It was good?
Let me tell you something. Yeah, of course. But let me tell you something, man. Those people over at the Hollywood Studios, if you're into Star Wars, you don't even have to have children. If you're into Star Wars, book a flight down to Orlando, go to Hollywood Studios. That whole Star Wars world area is phenomenal. It's every detail. They made that shit beautiful. I didn't want to leave.
Really?
And the biggest ride in Disney right now is Rise of the Rebel, I think it's called.
Okay.
Something like that. Oh my God. The best theme park ride I've ever been on.
Why?
It is. Okay, think about Disney, right?
Okay.
It is fucking... Magic Kingdom is old as shit.
Right. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
So you got an old-ass house.
Right.
And you're trying to add new shit. It's like having an old-ass house, but you got an Apple... You know, you got an iMac on the table. Yeah, you got some new shit in there, but this house
is an old house. Right. Sure. I get it.
Bro, you go ride on small... It's a small world. That's for nostalgic reasons. It's just something you got to do. You wait in the line. You go on Peter Pan. You go on It's a Small World. A couple of those rides. It's
the
nostalgia.
They got the teacups cracking off?
Teacups were fire. My son loved the teacups.
Oh, really? Nice.
We was on Buzz Lightyear. We went on Buzz Lightyear 3 times. But it's just
Did you pay for the skip the line and all that?
Yeah.
You have to, huh?
Fast pass. The lightning lane, I think it's
You have to pay for that, huh?
You have to. But it's different now. They got the whole app. You got to like basically schedule it. So it helps a lot because you don't got to wait online. You're like, all right, you got to be at this ride by 1:15. So go do some other shit until 1:15.
Wait, and then when you get there at 1:15, you're good? You jump on?
You jump on the line, yeah.
And how long are you on the line for?
10 minutes.
Got it. So
depending on what time it is.
So if it's scheduled right, you're not getting there and waiting for an hour.
But you can't schedule anything else while you're waiting for a ride.
Right.
You can't like schedule a bunch of rides.
So wait, so can you schedule one ride at 1:15 and another one at 2:15?
Not until you check into the 1:15 one.
Once you're checked in, you could schedule one.
Once you scan your band,
uh-huh.
You get these bands, like these watches, and it's like all your information's on this band. Once you scan that, then you can go on the app and schedule the next ride.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's pretty cool.
It's good.
Now,
it keeps it organized.
How much are they getting you for? By the way, it's funny. Ebro's going this week, by the way.
They get you.
For the fast, when you add the fast pass, how much are we talking about?
I don't remember exactly. I told myself, just swipe it. And let the business manager handle it. This is for the kids. You know what I mean?
Right. It is what it is.
Did
you have a number in your mind for the four of you? It was just the four of you, right?
There's more, but it was for my particular group, but whatever.
You didn't think like
this is the line I kept telling myself. This is what I do it for. Talking on this damn computer, going to these comedy clubs, going this and that. This is what I do it for, to get these smiles from these little bastards.
And so you didn't think about a number. You said, let me just go do it. It is what it is.
Just do it. Just do
and
it.
And they,
I'm always.
They loved it?
I stay. Yeah, they loved it. I stay upper middle. That's where I'm at. I don't go straight luxury. I go high end middle.
Okay.
That's my life. High end middle.
That's okay.
High end middle. I love it.
All right. I think that's a very good approach.
Yeah, we went to some of the dinner, the breakfast with the characters.
Is the food all trash?
Tridash. Trash. Trash. But it's all good. It is what it is.
Did you run into anyone you knew, see anyone interesting, wanted to a Ron Epp fan, anything like that?
There was a couple, it was like two or three people that recognized me. It wasn't.
And they came up
crazy.
To you and just like,
no.
Yo, Envy, what's popping, man? We love you, man.
Nah, I got all sights.
You got sight?
All sights.
Yo, that's respect.
Yeah, I got all sights. Yeah, all sights. And, but bro, I'm out here in Vegas. Yeah. So yeah, Disney was great. Go check out that Star Wars shit. If you're into Star Wars.
If you're into Star Wars. You know what I mean? Okay.
Because you might think it's just for the kids, but it's not. Okay. It's good. I went out the other night. So my boys that do the Road podcast, Reflections of a DJ, they want to get us on, and I want them to do One Ep. They're One Ep fans.
Okay.
They're like the greatest dudes. Anytime I come to Vegas, I have escorts. I have recommendations for restaurants.
Wait, excuse me?
No, not that kind of escort.
Oh, because you said Vegas escorts. I said, hold on.
They
could probably get you that too.
Words. The sequence of words in that sentence was applicable to where I'm at, but not escorts.
Okay,
like that.
Got it.
But like, these dudes are big DJs out here.
Who
but,
are they?
DJ Crooked,
okay.
DJ Never,
okay.
DJ D Miles, and DJ Jamie the Great.
Yo, good job. That was
You never saw the Road podcast?
No, I never seen that.
Bro, are you serious?
Yo, man, listen, I'm not.
Oh nah, these guys, they talk that DJ shit, bro.
So we need to do this for real.
They talk that DJ. No, it's bro. That shit is fire. They talk the.
Where do
the
they?
DJ
do they all?
Shit.
Do they all DJ out in Vegas?
Yeah, they all live here. But two of them are from LA. Two of them from New
but
York.
But I mean, do they have like residencies in Vegas too?
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't sound like as much as they used to because the DJ game out here has changed.
I'm sure.
But they're actually like they go out. Like my boy, he wasn't here yesterday. He went to Salt Lake City. DJ Crooked. The other guy went to I think San Diego or something like.
They're out here.
They out here though. Yeah.
We should do a
great
we should do
though.
A one at Vegas night one night.
Yeah.
That'll be tight.
But so I went, so he took me downtown to this club. Like I wanted to go more local, not hotel clubs.
Yep.
Bro, I was getting approached so much in there, and literally every single person that approached me was a different fan. One guy said, yo, you was on MTV, right? I used to watch you on MTV. Then it was a Hot 97 fan. Yep. Then it was a One Ep fan. Then this guy comes up to me. He's like, yo, you ain't that nigga from Laugh Tracks, is you? I was like, I am. He's like, yo, that's my favorite show. I'm like, you have horrible taste,
were like,
sir.
You were like, I knew I'd find you. You're the one.
But Laugh Tracks, I get more love from Laugh Tracks lately because it's on streaming.
Right.
It's
back.
HBO Max.
It's not, and by the way, it's pretty good. I like Laugh Tracks.
No, I'm fucking around. It's a good show. I'm barely on it though. You have to.
No,
really
yeah, that no,
pay
that's true. You'd have to be a fan
to
catch sight
because
it's quick.
Yeah. but yeah, then I went out. It was a good old time out here in Vegas.
Yo, look at you, man.
Time.
Look at you.
This trip has been wild because I rented a car, and Vegas is way different with a car.
I usually do it with a car. You like it better or worse?
Way better.
The only thing that can be whack about it is some of the hotels now, I found last time, have started charging for self-park. Back in the day, never a charge for self-park. You would just roll in, you self-park, you do what you want to do, and it's not like I didn't even drink. Now they slow you down with the, you have to pay for self-park. Some of them are still cheap, though, but it's just, it can be a little more annoying.
I was talking to this guy, and he was telling me all about Vegas, how the culture of Vegas has shifted because it used to be all, not all, but a lot of it was about whales. You know what whales are?
Yeah, the people who'd come in and spend a ton of money.
the big time gamblers. Yeah. The whales used to make up a lot of the income of Vegas, and everything was catered towards them.
Right.
So they said a lot of it has shifted. The whales don't come as much as they used to. Especially, he was telling me, like, there's like these weird laws in China now, because a lot of Chinese people would come to Vegas to gamble. There's this weird law in China now where they monitor your flights, and if you go to Las Vegas, they know you gambling, so you got to like pay like taxes to China and all this shit.
Oh, hell no.
So it's not as many of them come as frequently. So he said that a lot of Vegas shifted to convention culture. So it's all about getting the businesses to do their conventions in Vegas. So now, if that's the case, they're charging for every little thing because they're treating it like everybody's on their corporate card, it's going to get expensed. So there's parking fees now, and there's fucking, you know, resort fees and, you know, all that shit.
Not to mention the price of little stuff in the hotels.
Oh, yeah, it's wild.
Yo, Don, my co-host, was in Vegas last week for a hockey game to call the Rangers. He said to me, he said they had the what in the hotel they had Fiji. He said how much you think? He said I was so thirsty.
$9.
I said fuck it, I'm having the big Fiji. Nine? You going nine?
Yeah, nine.
$24.
No.
$24.
Where was that? There's no way.
Bellagio. $24.
That's crazy.
For the big Fiji. Yo, every time when we were there last time, I would go down to get me and Natalie Starbucks at the MGM. First of all, the line at the MGM Starbucks in the morning is just hell on earth. Even when you order on the app, you're still waiting for 20 minutes. And then, yo, I'd get us two coffee drinks of some sort, and the total would be like $23.
That's the thing. If you don't have a car, you got no choice.
Got no choice.
That's what I noticed by having a car. I'm out. I'm whipping.
Yo, you should go to one of my favorite record stores is out there.
Oh, now you tell me. The Last Day. Fucking asshole.
Oh, I love that. I forget.
Where is it? What is it?
It's on Sahara Boulevard, Record City. Anyways, I'm in D.C. because tonight I'm going to the, I'm in Maryland, I should say, going to see my football team play tonight.
Oh, the Washington Commandos.
Close, Commander, sure. Now, I was invited. Here's my question, Saif. I was invited by the team.
Really?
So-and-so from the Commanders. We so appreciate how big a fan you are. Anytime you want to come to a game this season with your friends and family, you let us know. It's on us.
Wow.
Real amazing. So cool. I said, okay, how about this date? Cool, cool, cool. Boom. Got the tickets.
Did you get excited when you got that email?
Yes.
Did you yell out the words, finally?
I didn't, but I thought this is pretty great. Like, when you think about the things that young Peter would have been excited for, getting invited by the team to come.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Can't take it for granted.
But then at the same time, I keep thinking about this, Saif. The last year when I went to a game, you remember I ran into Donnell Rawlings?
Yes.
And your boy who's Chappelle's security guard?
Tony.
Was it Tony?
No, which one?
He might be a DC cat too. Is there another DC cat?
Oh, you're talking about Country. You're talking about
Country. Yes.
Country, yes. So that's family. Yes.
When I ran into Rawlings and Country, had a great time, except I saw later that Rawlings was like, he was invited by the team. I was a guest of the president of the team, right? Different situation. And Rawlings was gifted all kinds of shit. I went to the stand and bought some expensive shit. So naturally, I can't just be happy enough to go. I'm thinking, are they going to give me a gift tonight? I have to. That way I can have something to beat myself up about and maybe feel bad about.
But I tell you, he got on that list with Snyder.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's he knows Snyder. So anyways, that's what's happening tonight. I'm excited about it. I'm already off of the morning show for 2 weeks. Which is tremendous. I have to do the K show for a few days this week, but at least I'm off the morning show, so that's tight. Although I will tell you, Saif, there's a story going on out there that I shouldn't care about and that you shouldn't and don't care about. But if you were paying attention, based on what you're interested in terms of entertainment, you would be into it.
But I wouldn't care, but I'm into it? This is a paradigm.
You've heard, I'm sure, that Meg Thee Stallion, Tory Lanez thing is in. Tory Lanez on trial.
I did some podcasts yesterday with this girl, and that was a big subject.
And you don't care, right?
I don't care.
Neither do I. But I will tell you what is going on in that courtroom is a movie.
Well, is it some tomfoolery happening?
Bro, it's one of your shows that you watch. Like, it's what? What is happening? Yo, the prosecution had Meg's best friend.
Former best friend.
She was a witness for the prosecution. And when she gets up there to the stand, she doesn't know anything anymore. All of her statements that she made prior to the trial are done. They're gone. And when they ask her, what about this? What about that? She's like, oh, you know, I have postpartum. I said all kinds of crazy
things. Yeah, I heard she had a baby, which is also some drama in the courtroom murmured shit.
The driver is not findable. The security guard can't be found. And then I think what really miffs me is like how many people are quick to jump in and give like an opinion after each moment about what happened. It's like everyone is such a court expert all of a sudden. They all know now.
You mean the people there, or are you talking about just the regular people, outsiders?
Social media, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
And you know, and different, you know, blogger types that all weigh in, and like, I'm not going to create a whole podcast war again. You guys know, Joe Budden is a friend of Jace. Love Joe. Why he thought this was the week to sit down with academics so they could badmouth Meg Thee Stallion is just so weird to me. I don't know why can't people just wait till the whole thing plays out? Joe's on some, listen, not even about the Tory Lanez. I don't like her because she's done people wrong who I've known for 15 years. I just think it's odd that so many dudes are choosing to weigh in on this. Like, I understand. Maybe we'll find out that Meg was full of it and blah, blah, blah. I just try to understand why you would weigh in before the whole thing plays out. Because all I see is that a black woman was shot by someone. That's bad. Someone should be held accountable. That's bad. Maybe it's not Tory Lanez. I don't know. Maybe it's her friend. Maybe it's a security guard. Maybe it's any of those people. But all I know is that's bad. And so as a result, I kind of just reserve judgment on who's to blame until it plays out. I'm not an expert on this. I'm not paying attention constantly. I guess there are some people who would say, well, see, now it's clear that Meg's lying. But like, to me, I'm like, wait, what do you mean? The fact that the girl completely changed her story doesn't mean Meg's lying. It might mean that girl was paid off. Might mean that the girl got intimidated. Might mean a million different things. I don't know why the conclusion is that means that Meg was somehow lying.
I hate social media when it comes to like, yo, he must have ratted, or somebody paid her off, she's snitching.
Yo,
like,
yo.
It's all like, no one fucking, what are you talking about?
Yo, it's the same thing. You know, Gunna this week, quote unquote, snitched. I'm passing no judgment. Now I have to have all of these people who are sitting around on the internet, literally people who just tweet and post on IG all day, talk about what makes Gunna a snitch. Like, you've ever been in a situation with like a big gang and I don't understand how people have the audacity to talk about it. It's the fucking audacity, bro. It's wild. The internet has really allowed for and created, it is okay for people to just say and do anything. In fact, it's rewarded. Like, you and I truly think that we have hurt our careers by not just saying fucking whatever.
100%.
And guess what? There's still going to be people out there who hate you. There's still going to be people out there who think you suck. There's no reward for actually just being like, yeah, you know what? I'd rather hear both sides and then make an educated decision.
What? Not even a decision. I'd rather hear both sides just to kind of hear what's going on and will make no decision because it has nothing to do with me.
Right.
Has zero to do with me. It's news that's filtered in one ear and then move on with my life.
It's a very weird time, bro.
The podcast I did yesterday, it was two young ladies and one of them was in LA and she went to the trial. Has nothing to do with it. Said she didn't like all the Instagram commentary happening about the trial and she needed to go see what was going on for herself and figured out that it's open to the public and you could just go. So she was just a regular member of the public at a couple of days of the trial.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
I know, by the way, people, you could do that with the 6ix9ine trial too. You can just show up. Now, speaking of the week's news, and before we move on into the second half hour of the show, big ups to everyone who has jumped on board on our YouTube channel. I apologize for the shitty visuals while I'm back in Maryland. Sife's a professional. He brought his camera.
How'd you get down to Maryland?
I mean, I'm glad you asked. It's very interesting because I wouldn't have remembered. I took the bus. There's a new fancy bus, and I took the fancy bus. You didn't expect that.
That's not where I was going with this, but okay, you took the bus down.
That's right. That's right. Natalie couldn't come, and she has things to do. She needed to go to Long Island today. So I said, I don't need a car when I'm in Maryland. You keep the car. I'll just jump on the bus. I don't care. And I got on this thing called Jet Buses, I think.
How much is this Jet Bus?
Well, I bought it late, so it was $169 or something one way. So it was expensive.
And it's luxury, though.
Luxury, like I think 12 people total on the whole bus.
12 people?
Total.
Oh, you took a private jet down to D.C.,
It's a private jet bus. That's what it is. Your seat is gigantic. You have mad room in front of you. There's four solo seats. I didn't get one of the solo seats, though, so I did have someone next to me. But each seat's, like, really big.
Yeah, it's like a first-class seat.
It's like a big-ass first-class seat. And the seat has, they did some technology with the seat. When you watch the other seats in front of you, it looks like they're all bouncing up and down. But the resulting feeling is you feel nothing. It's like you're not moving at all. It's very comfortable. I don't know what's happening. I just know it works. Then they have like a stewardess who offers you snacks, coffee, beer, wine. It's quite nice.
I have to go to DC. Oh, I'm glad you mentioned it. Hey, guys, real quick. I know you're jumping on the YouTube. Thank you so much.
Oh, please subscribe. And don't forget that Patreon, which there's a lot coming. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I've been posted some dates and I'm starting to get a lot of people hitting me up with the when you're coming to my town. So it's starting to happen. Thank you so much. December 29th to the 31st, I'm going to be at the Brea Improv with Mo Ammer in Brea, California, right out of Los Angeles. So come on, get tickets for that. January, this is important. This is a big one.
This is a big
January
one.
January 6th and 7th, I'm headlining the Riot in Houston, Texas. January 6th, January 7th. If you're in that Texas area, do me a favor. Get those tickets right now. It's the Riot in Houston, Texas. I need you to come down. This is a big one. I need y'all to show and prove for me. One Up fans, come through. And then the makeup date with Mo Ammer in D.C., January 17th, the next weekend. It's Mo's date, so I don't really care. But I'm going to be in a DC Improv the second week in January for 4 days. So come on down, guys. And I'll be riding the private jet bus.
Buy the jet bus right now. You'll get it cheaper.
Yeah, I'll buy a jet bus right now.
So I took the bus down here.
Oh, the reason why I asked is because you could have brought your camera, is what I was saying.
Yeah, no, actually, I really couldn't have. It turns out my dad all week is calling me. Oh, what time you get in on the bus? I'm going to pick you up. I said, Dad, don't worry about it. Yeah, you're a professional.
I got a little camera bag.
Wow, that's a nice little camera bag. Does it fit the tripod too?
No, I just brought a little tripod.
You have a mini tripod?
Yeah, a mini tripod. And then my camera tripod is on a box of sneakers and then a table.
You have a box of sneakers in Las Vegas?
I bought some sneakers, yes.
Oh, what'd you buy?
Here's some Jordan 6s with the chrome bottoms. Here's the problem with having a car in Las Vegas. I've been doing a lot of shopping.
You're just driving around and spending money.
I've been to every sneaker shop in the Las Vegas area. It is not going well.
They got a couple good ones too, by the way.
I've spent all the money I've made this week.
All right, hold on. So that was, well, I was saying something and then you said, how'd you get to DC?
How'd you get to DC? You were talking about the YouTube.
I was thanking everyone for the YouTube before we get into the second half here of the program, including Billy has been telling us that you were talked about when Funk Flex had Star on the show.
Star from Star and Buck Wild.
Yes. I don't know why Flex insists on loving interviewing people who hate my guts, but the world doesn't revolve around me, Cypher Sounds.
I had a long talk with Flex about you. I'll tell you later.
The way you're saying it's not very good.
No, it's terrible.
Is this true?
Did I have the talk? Yes. Is it terrible? No.
What was it related to? Give us a hint.
Well, it was a bunch of about a lot of things, but then you came up, so I just was dropping bombs.
You were dropping bombs.
We were both dropping bombs.
I'm a little nervous to hear this.
No, it's nothing bad. It's nothing bad. If you're going to talk about Hot 97, you got to bring up Peter Rosenberg.
That's a fact. When did you talk to Flex, by the way?
I talked to Flex a lot recently. There's some really? Shit going on. I don't know if you know this. Flex got a new big position over at the Hot 97 and WBLS.
I do know because I sent you the link.
I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, sure. The creative program director.
That's right.
Have you ever heard of another creative program director?
What I have heard of is the incredible Funk Flex-isms of creating new titles and creating new positions and creating opportunities when there seem to be none there.
Which is the perfect thing. That's why creative being in the title is perfect, because it may have been created.
This guy knows how to...
All right, so let's see. Let's hear what Star had to say about Cypher Sounds. And shout out to everyone who's been subscribing on the YouTube. We appreciate it. Subscribing to the Patreon.
Oh my God, that Pete Nice interview is on fire, bro.
And then the Pete Nice video got doubled up by the Ice Cube video.
What happened was I did this interview with Pete Nice and we put it on our Patreon and no one watched it. So we released it to the world and it's done very well. But the timing of it was, first of all, we're talking about the origin story of MF Doom. So I know MF Doom fans went crazy about that. But then MC Search was on some kind of media run. And everybody's like, how come we never hear from Pete Nice? And we just so happened to have this interview. So it was perfect timing. The universe aligned. And Juan Epp is life. So the interview took off. So thank you for that. Thank you for the subscription.
It's so crazy. And how about this? We re-released the video. Ice Cube recounts the day he decided to leave NWA. Syph, it's gotten 143,000 views.
Bro, we are good at what we do. We just don't like to tell people.
No, and we're getting there.
Like, that Ice Cube interview, I watched it fully. I'm like, yo, this interview is fire, bro.
I know. Who knew we were so good? All right, let's hear Star with Flex.
You told Wifey and the team you had a meeting with the big dog Pitbull, when in reality, you were trying to get 30 seconds with Cypher Sounds. Salute to Cypher Sounds.
Cypher,
you're my guy, but I saw you on the Math Hoffa podcast. Star never made $1 million at Hot 97, Cypher Sounds.
No, he didn't say. No,
that's what he said.
Cypher, I can't save you.
I
cannot save you, Cypher.
No, that's my guy. I'm not trying to come at him. I'm helping him. I never made more than $275,000 a year here. Anybody tells you any more than that, that's cap. That's cap. You know? But again, and I got a letter from the, not that we have to go back, but me curving. The lawyer at the time who threatened me and said, sign the contract and get back to work at Hot 97. Oh. And I curved him. Hang on a second. Just for clarity's sake, I curved him. Some of this stuff is important just for the sake of history.
We won't say his name.
No, let's not say his name. But,
P.O., we're straight. We're straight, P.O.
I love Flex.
That wasn't too bad. That wasn't too crazy.
That's a great point he made.
First of all, that's interesting because we really always did hear that Star got $1 million, didn't we?
Yeah, forever.
Was it Ed and Dre who asked for $1 million?
Maybe we're confusing it, yes. You know what? Listen, I know what the fuck I heard. I know what I said. I said what I said. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
I said what I said. If you know, you know.
That was interesting, but I'll tell you what. I don't know why Star shit on me and hated me. I always liked Star. I think his voice is so good. Like, I love hearing him talk.
Yo, just listening to that little clip right there, I remember how good of a, you know, how he sounds. Like, his voice is amazing. Like, his angles were fucking sick, bro.
I don't know why he said crazy shit about me, but man, he was talented. He is talented. He just became, I guess, a character people were scared to stand next to because he's a volatile. You never know what's going to come out of Star's mouth.
Yeah, he pops off. It's funny. I mean, looking back on what he was doing, he was ahead of the game because it's literally what people do now. Unless maybe he was ahead of the game, but he also inspired them. It's all like, you know.
You ever seen the video when Star runs into Ibra?
No.
You never seen this? Hold up.
Where was this?
This was at a battle. There was some MC battle.
Do a lot of people talk to you about seeing you on Math Alpha podcast?
I'm not out there enough.
You're not outside. Yeah, a lot of people say they saw us on there.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people. So what was it at? You said it was at an MC battle.
It was at an MC battle. I don't know if I can find it. It doesn't look like it's around anymore.
Hey, you, listen to me.
Me?
No, not you. You're looking for something. I'm talking to the girlfriend or wife or female friend of the guy who's listening to this podcast right now. I know it sounds crazy. I know you're wondering what the fuck is he listening to. I get that. There is a method to our madness, and it is more of an acquired long-term taste. So do us a favor. I'm going to call her Jacqueline. Just ride with us for a little bit. I promise you'll like it.
It takes time.
You listening to this right now in the car on your road trip to go to your mom's house in Western Pennsylvania? Yeah, this sounds like bullshit. Because you're trying to sleep while Javier drives and you're like waking up halfway.
Who's
like,
Javier?
What the fuck are they talking about? Just a guy, just a Juan Epper.
Okay.
Just a random Juan Epper. What do you want? Jamal? Hakeem? What do you want? John? While John drives? And yes, it does sound like meandering and nonsense, but it's just some cozy time. It's some cozy time with some friends, longtime friends.
Right. We've all known each other for a super long time, and we just get together.
Not you and me. I'm talking about us.
No, I mean the people.
The one-up universe, yeah.
No, the one-up universe. I love the one-up universe.
And I'm telling you, young lady, there are plenty of females, ladies, gals, women, girls in the world that have been in the position that you are in right now and ended up falling in love with us. So just
Safely got out of the relationship.
Yeah, or decided to drive so that they could choose what they want to listen to. So if it's your turn to drive, go ahead and throw in that Beyonce album and have a blast.
So I can't find the actual video, but I found this.
Welcome to our best of clip episode. Go ahead. Go on.
Star came up to Ebro, started talking shit at this event.
How long ago was this?
This is like 5 years ago, maybe. I don't know why Ebro's at this battle. I don't know why Star was there. But Star goes up to Ebro, and for whatever reason, Star goes, if I see Rosenberg, I'm going to slap him.
To Ebro?
To Ebro.
Okay.
And Ebro, to his credit, goes, oh, so why don't you slap me? He goes, I'm right here. I bet you won't. He goes, you ain't going to slap me. I know you're not going to slap me. Why would you slap Rosenberg? Slap me.
Why was this on camera? Why was this on camera? Who's filming this?
Star had someone moving around with him with the camera. Ebro holds out his face like this. He goes, come on. And Ebro's like, come on, do it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Give me a slap. Slap me right now. Slap me. It's incredible. It's a classic. And so this is Jamar talking about what I just described.
If Star offered to slap Ebro, and if he offered his cheek, he should have fucking slapped him. Like, don't ask, what the fuck? Am I going to get kicked out? Slap the motherfucker then. You know what I mean? That's all. You know what I mean? Like, and we would have saw what the fuck would have happened. It was funny though. It was funny. It was funny. But yeah, like we gotta be ready to back some of this shit up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I say I'm gonna slap you, I'm gonna slap you for real. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just talking shit.
Yeah, but he didn't say he was gonna slap him.
No, he didn't say he was gonna slap him. He said he was gonna slap me. And then he said, all right, no, slap me.
Yeah.
It was a brilliant move by Ebro because it puts Star in an impossible spot. Because Star is like, well, I didn't even say I was going to slap you. I don't want to slap you. I want to slap Rosenberg.
It's tic-tac-toe when you make it so that they can't win no matter what. You know what I mean? Like, there's a certain move you make where you block the ends. And, like, you got to make the next move, but you can't win.
Ebro has an ability in that way that I don't have of seeing a situation. He will immediately talk in a way that's working to the angle that he wants. He knows it's how he operates in general. Like he knows how to move in a way to make it work for him.
I have seen situations where people have gotten in Ebro's face and he didn't back down. And I respect that.
There's a beloved hip hop figure who I will not speak of because the person's not here to tell their version of it. But there's a beloved hip hop figure who, I mean, was drunk and trying to take Ebro, pushed Ebro to the limit. You remember that story?
I don't remember that story. Tell me now and bleep it, Emilio.
All right. And I'm going to cover my face so the video's not there, okay? All right, Emilio, you got to bleep this.
Yes. Where was that?
SOBs. And Ebro was very generous and like told someone like, yo, just keep that dude away from me. This could go real bad right now.
Well, he respected that guy.
Because he did. Because he respected him and he knew that he wasn't in his right frame of mind.
Right. I don't think he respects Star.
I mean, he has certain level of respect for him on some level, yeah, talent wise. But I think he thinks he's a dirtbag.
Maybe I can't speak for Ebro. I don't know if he respects Star or not.
Fair enough.
I don't know if he does. I know he respected that person where we're speaking of. I know that for sure.
Right. No, you're 100% correct. And yeah, we're speculating besides that. We're speculating.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird though that there's such a connection between all of the people who are willing to say the most dirtbaggiest shit? They're all connected.
I don't know what you know. I don't know. You know, if you know, you know. But I don't know what you're saying because it is what it is.
Star and Academics are buddies.
They're buddies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Star's been up on Everyday Struggle. He was almost going to be the co-host on Everyday Struggle.
Oh.
Academics and Charlemagne are pals. They pal around. They're all friends.
Academic came from through Joe Button, right?
He didn't come through Joe Budden, but he popped off through Joe Budden. And see, I wouldn't consider Joe Budden in that category. Joe Budden says things that are fucking questionable. And given some of the thoughts people have about him are like, I don't know if that's the right thing to say. But Joe's not actually a provocateur on that level. Like, I don't think Joe says things he doesn't mean to get a reaction.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
I don't think that Joe knowingly lies either. I don't think Joe just gets up
there
and
lies. You're
saying
these other people do?
I think that's possible, yes.
Okay. It's plausible.
I think plausible.
Okay. So you're saying there's a whole dirtbag community?
Yeah. And they come together on one issue always. Not fucking with me.
They all don't fuck with you.
You know, it's crazy. The list of people who I have problems with, there's like such a through line, and it goes far back, even all the way back to my first beef in radio with that dude, Don Geronimo, who worked at the radio station I used to work at. Oh my God. Bad guy. Maybe I'm wrong though. You know, maybe I'll look up one day and there's like, yo, man, you were always so sure of who was good and who was bad, but really, you were wrong. They were just people who didn't like you.
I mean, listen, sorry, not sorry. I don't know what what is what and who is who, but I just know you're in every one of these stories.
Right. You're right.
You got to start looking at that MIM.
That's 100. That's exactly right. If I'm in the middle of every one of the stories, could it be?
Something's up.
I mean, but at the same time, those, a lot of the other people that I just mentioned are up in a lot of stories with a lot of other people too.
Yeah. But right? They
Voltron against me. I've never beefed with the mother of the whole style.
Who?
Wendy Williams.
Never beefed with her.
Don't know her at all. Speaking of daytime TV, I didn't even remotely know who he was. I was so sad to hear about that dude Twitch who died this week. Do you see anything about that?
You don't know who Twitch is?
Sife, I felt so weird. I felt like I lived in an alternate universe where like everybody's pouring their heart out, and I'm like, I didn't know him. Like, he sounded like a great guy.
I don't know him either, but I just knew what he.
You know him from what? Ellen. From Ellen?
From Ellen, yeah, of course.
So he,
I'm
so
saying,
he
if
was
you
super...
ever watched Ellen as a hip hop DJ, every hip hop DJ has watched Ellen one time or another. And you look at this guy and you're like, I wish I could do that, but could I do that?
What do you mean? Referring to...
Because it's so like geared towards like, you know, white Midwestern women. You know what I mean? Like it's poppy, dancey songs. So on one hand, you're like, yo, if I wish I could get that job, I would make so much money. But then it's like, could you play those songs every day?
Right.
And be this happy-go-lucky, you know, it's not, I don't think I could. Actually, no, I think I could.
Yeah, of course you could.
Yeah,
but he got big, he started out dancing.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a DJ he really was. Like, he probably was, it was probably, the DJ probably was a vehicle for him to be on the show, like, as kind of like a co-host. Because he would always would dance.
And I think he was like an executive on the show in some way, too.
I don't know if he started off that way or if it grew or if it was vice versa. Who knows? I don't know.
But anyways, it was just sad. And I was just stating that I felt weird that everyone felt so strongly about him and I felt so disconnected from it. Because honestly, I've barely watched Ellen.
Did you read up about it? Like what they said it was or?
What they're saying is suicide.
Yeah, I heard that. But like, no, nobody knows. There wasn't. I saw like one thing on TMZ.
Well, again, that's one of those topics people love to start speculating on. And you're like, maybe you should just wait and see where it lands. Before making a decision.
It's so weird that every picture
I know,
posted
and, I know,
him
and it,
smiling.
It plays into all of our own stupid theories. Like, he couldn't have been sad. He's smiling.
Well, you know what I said? I told somebody, because you know, if you know, you know. I said, be on the lookout for everybody that always looks happy all the time. Always smiling, always dancing, always having a good time. That's, to me, that worries me. I need some gloom in someone's life to think they're okay. You know what I mean?
I mean, honestly, on the sneak tip, if you know, you know, that was some of the deepest shit I've ever heard you say on this show, son.
If you know, you know, man. Because like, if you're so happy all the time, what are you trying to cover up?
All right, time for me to reach back and grab a few more records before we leave.
Okay.
One more stack.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, Sife. Does this look familiar to you?
What is that? It's Ruckus. I can't see it. Can I guess? Mos Def. Okay, I see Mos Def.
It's called Black on Both Sides.
Oh, is that an instrumental album?
I don't know if it's instrumental or just a promo of the album.
I don't know if there was a promo of that album. I think they just gave out the real albums. Is it a clean version?
Could be a clean. I'm very curious, actually. There's no jacket. Saif, do you remember the address of Ruckus?
I'm going to say 525 Broadway.
676 Broadway, 4th floor, 10012.
676.
Now, after that, don't ask me if this is good. Mama Mystique featuring Q-Ball and Kurt Cazal. Craig Mack, Today's Forecast and Style. Ugh, this is not good.
You have Craig Mack in
M? Don't ask why, I don't know.
Because you go by last names like a fucking douchebag.
What about Nasty Nas to Esco to Escobar? Now he
Love
is
Nas.
Nostradamus.
Yeah.
And then lastly, because everything's in alphabetical order, Fat Joe, watch the set. Why is that there? Two copies in here, baby.
Fat Sife, Joe,
two
watch copies. The sound.
Two copies of Watch the Sound.
Watch the Sound of the Day.
B-Nuts remix. All right. This has been truly a show about nothing. But guess what, everyone? Exciting news
you're
for
gonna
all.
Jam, you're just going to jam it back in there?
I'm going to try.
But it doesn't even go there. It's Fat Joe. Just leave it out. Put it in right, F.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. You're right. I'm like Billy June.
Hey Jacqueline. I'm telling you, the show.
No, you're gonna like the show.
Long term tastes. Give me four episodes, Jacqueline. Give me four episodes. Tell me you don't invest in the characters. Tell me you don't invest in Cypher Sounds, the disgraced radio personality now doing stand up comedy. Tell me you don't invest in the culture vulture, which is Peter Rosenberg.
Tell me you're not gonna invest in
Billy June and his attempt to clean up his room for the last 19 years.
You're going to be invested. And guess what? Billy, Emilio, you're both welcome to come. Sife and I Wednesday are putting the touches on the studio, baby. We in there. Wednesday, we're getting together to set this whole thing up.
What if it was Tuesday? Down. Could you do Tuesday? No, Wednesday. You're right, Wednesday.
I'd prefer Wednesday.
You want to take a couple days?
I got
days?
No work Wednesday. Yeah, I got no work Wednesday.
Yeah, take a couple of days.
Listen, we love you and appreciate you guys. I have to say goodbye to my niece and nephew who are leaving right now. And that's all.
Yo, tell your biatch I need my keys for the studio.
Yo, my biatch?
No, she's trying to disrespect me.
No. I have your keys, son. I got it. I'm going to bring your key Wednesday. I got you.
If you know, you know, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and listen, sorry, I was going to say, the episode, was it great? I don't know, but sorry, not sorry. And frankly, it is what it is.
Oh, tell them about the message you got from Paul Rosenberg.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's one. You think
real quick?
I think it's okay for me to. You think it's okay for me to read it?
Not the whole, just the one part where the Eminem part.
No. That's what I mean. But do you think it's okay for me to say what Eminem said?
No, not that part. Just say the records he forgot, the artists he forgot.
Oh, okay. I wrote Paul and said, was M like killing himself over naming everyone? And he was like, bro, you don't even understand. And then he specifically said that Eminem said to him, like, oh my God, I forgot. What was it? He was
shout out to my boy
forgot.
Kevin from Monster Energy who hit me like disgusted. You guys don't remember the Skinny Boys? Shut the fuck up.
Whoa, Sife. Don't yell at people.
Whoa. If you know that I can't be talking like that about Kether. If you know, you know. No, but he's like, you don't know the Skinny Boys, they were on Jive. And I'm like, this guy, Kether knows everything, bro.
He said, I know the ship sailed, but I forgot to mention Digital Underground, AZ, and J.Rue the Damager.
AZ? How can you forget AZ?
He said he did it the day before.
Oh, see, that's crazy. But if you go to start naming every rapper, at least do a Google search, and AZ would come up in alphabetical order.
You think he just went off? I got to ask. I wonder if he just went off the top of his dome.
If you just try to remember everybody? Nah, it's impossible.
Well, listen, now someone will probably pull that we said this, and AZ and J.Rue will get their shout out.
Shout out to AZ. Shout out to J.Rue the Damager. Shout out to Digital Underground.
All incredible artists. And a lot of people were on some. He didn't mention Hove. Hove was really his like contemporary.
He didn't mention Hove?
No, he didn't. He didn't mention Hove. There's no Jay-Z.
My days.
Well, he didn't say Royce the 5'9" either.
Oh,
but they're his contemporaries. They're not who like right. He didn't learn the game from them.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
What if he said, shouts to Jay-Z, that's why I murdered you on your own shit.
Oh.
No, I, by the way, I never thought he murdered him on his own shit. But he did body that song.
I'm frozen.
Am I frozen? You're frozen.
All right, well, then we got to go.
Oh, webcam utility. All right, see you later, guys.
Shout out to Disney.
Well, yeah, I love Disney. They pay my check. Later.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com.
Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.